Lord. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for your fire. Thank you for your wisdom. Lord, I pray that the heavens will be opened in a mighty way tonight. And I pray in the name that is above all names, that you will cause every face to see you and that every heart will experience you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that the veil be taken off, that in clearer ways we will comprehend the realities of your kingdom. And let Jesus be glorified. Let every flesh give way tonight. And let only him that is seated above be lifted. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be seated. God bless you. While I sat there, I began to hear lamentations in my spirit. And I wondered why there was a lamentation, and tears began to drop from my eyes as a prophetic portrait of what was going on in the realm of the spirit. And I began to ask the Spirit of the Lord and say, why the lamentation? And the Lord told me that the lamentation was a communication of the burden that was in the heart of the Spirit. And I began to inquire, and the Lord opened my eyes, and I beheld, and I saw a rod and a crown. And I wondered in my spirit, what is the meaning of a rod and a crown? And then the Lord told me to turn, and I turned, and I saw water and a rag. And I began to ask the Lord, what meaneth these things? What is the mystery of a rod and a crown? And then with a water, a pot of water and rag. And the Lord began to tell me that this is a prophetic type of the things that he will attempt by his spirit to do in the life of the people tonight. To bring us to a point where we will pass through an experience that will bring us strength and stature and dexterity in the spirit. That it will grant us grace to command authority over territories. I pray, my God, that you swing open the heavens tonight. Because you are doing something in the earth. And Lord, you put this program for a reason. And so, Holy Spirit, who but you is able to reveal the reality of the kingdom to your people? We are just noisemakers on stage without you. And honestly, if you do not help us, then no one can. And tonight we submit to your governing influence. And we cry for grace. Let there be an effectual working of the grace of the Spirit. Do something in our lives, O God. Let the hunger not go back. As I speak, I still hear that lamentation. It's a lamentation that everyone should connect with. Because when you can receive of the burden of the Spirit, then you will receive of the grace. For part of understanding the mind of God is to be able to comprehend the depth of his burden. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 minute, can you just close your eyes and seriously talk to the Lord? And tell him, Lord, I mean business with you tonight. I'm very serious. Tonight I forget about everyone around me. Open my eyes. I want to know what you are doing and what you are saying. This prophetic meeting was put together by God's servant to help a lot of people. Pray in 1 minute, would you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please make sure you are talking to the Lord. Because His presence is in this place. Let the name of the Lord be exalted. Abu Shata Kabranda Kabrash Tekete Barada Bokosopa Tekede Banana Bando Crossopata Manda Shata Brakataka the Balada Bonzo Proski Paratus Gene Brash Shata Karata Kabuza Lekabaya Mankra Kuzata Kabre Tekete Brakata Balada Bakosha Frakatekete Bellade Bokosopranda Kapalada Bakote Brakatekete Bellade Bosha Mambro Katoka Sanda Pratuske Leke Brosh Kalambra Kuske E pratuja preteke paradabanda kratuske labrisha pratuska lande brigia. The meeting has started. Please, can you help me with a handkerchief, ushers, or anybody? Japrus de pra. Branto kaprus kaladia. There is a burden. Smith Wigglesworth calls it the cry of the spirit. Parusha branda kustaya. Dekuzete pratuske lea. Please pray. And let the atmosphere just be set. We need to do some little prayer. Kratu shata prata kata balada bakota prata devalani bakota pranda kata ba. Mashata pratos. Mambro so proto so prata kata 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 balada bakota so prata balada bakota prata kata balada ba. Shapos kapalanda prosta barato sapang di kriyata balashikri Maria da voce de 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 His Majesty. Shiva da 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 voce de 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 Dira da 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 Let the heavens be open, O God. Let the east gates be open, that your sons and daughters will comprehend the things of the Spirit. Breathe upon us tonight, O God. Break the bread that our eyes be open to spiritual realities. Akatapo shatanda bakalado sata. Rakata prakata balada bakasam pretekete belede bokoshapai. Rakapa shata barita namakanda brasta bariata. Ampakapalita basata bakata baladaba. Makapashatam bakariata palaya. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heaven. Of your love,
the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. I see the rain of your love. Feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Feel the rain of your love. Feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. So let it rain. Let it rain. Would you open the floodgates of heaven? Let it rain. Let it rain. Would you open the floodgates of heaven? Someone help me with the symbol, please. Let it rain. Let it rain. Just a timber. Would you open the floodgates of heaven? Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. 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 Let it rain above all. It's above all. That kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Eva la na na Mariana malana na na mosiere de de la. It's above all, above all, above all, it's above all. Come on, sing in the spirit. Let songs of melodies rise from your spirit. Bible says, do not be drunk with wine wherein in excess. But be ye filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. You just flow with the Holy Ghost tonight. He's revealing everything. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna. Hosanna.
that is he who comes in the name of our God.
Thank you. Breathe on us, O God. Abalada kata prata kata balada ba. Namre taka prosha ta balada ba. Tonight. Thank you, Pastor. I salute every servant of God in this place, and I pray that the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I trust that the Lord will bless us tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for the hunger that is in this house. Hallelujah. Can you appreciate the pastor? Great church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please play. I said, I will reveal my dark sayings upon the harp. And the psalmist said, bring me a minstrel. And while they played the minstrel, the Bible says, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, you shall not see wind, you shall not see rain, but the valley shall be filled with water. Hallelujah. More of you, more of you. This is my prayer, Lord. More of you, Jesus. More of you, truly more of you. More of you, more of you. Jesus, more of you, more of you. Open me up to more of you, more of you. Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you. More of you, Jesus, more of you. Revelation 17. I just lay a foundation even as we plan for the meeting. Revelation 17. God, yes, say amen.
Hallelujah. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls and talked with me, saying, come, and I will show thee the judgment of the great harlot that seated upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, and having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw a woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great wonder. And the angel said unto me, why didst thou wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which had the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wander, whose names were not found in the book of life. Hallelujah. 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. 15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the harlot sitteth, are the peoples and the multitudes and the nations and the tongues. Glorify yourself tonight, O God, as you unveil your word to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By way of just setting the pace and preparing the ground for the sessions that will be following, myself and many great servants of God, I'd like us to examine Babylon tonight. We'll be examining the mystery of Babylon. Hallelujah. To be able to set our heart to understand what the manifestation of sons is all about. For the Bible says in Romans 8 from verse 18, it says, I reckon, he was speaking to a set of people, he said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Then 19 says, for the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. He said, for the creation was subject unto bondage, not willingly. So there was a compulsion that brought creation under what the Bible calls the bondage of corruption. But the Bible leaves us in that scripture with a prophecy that there will come a time when creation will be liberated from this mystery called the bondage of corruption. And it identifies the set of people who are responsible for this prophetic agenda. It calls them the sons of God. Hallelujah. So the sons of God are not just born again believers. There are many words that are used for sons in scripture. Hallelujah. But two important words are technon and weos. Technon means a child, one who was just born, begotten of that father. Weos means one who by reason of understanding and experiential dealing has attained the same status with his father and is thereby given liberty to act on behalf of his father. So the Bible tells us that creation is waiting for a kind of people. In Psalm 24, it says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He said, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Here's the reward. He shall receive a reward from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. And he said, this is the generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob. So who are these sons of God? Who are these sects of people called sons of God? Because the Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God. So it's not just a position, it's a name, it's an identity, and it's a reward of an experience. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed tonight? But the Bible tells us something interesting, and that's where I want us to start tonight. The Bible tells us that the earth will be delivered from the bondage of corruption. What is the bondage of corruption? Hallelujah. What is the bondage of corruption? The bondage of corruption is what is culminated in this figure called Babylon. And this is what we are going to be exploring tonight. The Bible tells us that I, John, was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he was taken in the spirit while he was banished to the Isle of Patmos, and there the mysteries of the kingdom began to be unveiled unto him. Hallelujah. And according to the order of the things that should be taught him, the Bible says he should write the things that were. Hallelujah. A revelation of the dealings of God with humanity prior to that time, and the things that are, is what is encapsulated in the seven churches. The prophetic dealing and the order of God, and the things that will be. Hallelujah. And so the Bible makes us to understand that part of these revelations that John was granted access to see, because you see, those were the revelations that were concealed in the seven seals. In ancient times, you hid great secrets and you sealed them with seven seals. And the Bible says there was cry in the heavens, and no man was worthy to open the book nor unlock the scroll. And an elder tapped John and he said, weep not, for there is one who has been qualified. He became a portrait of that one we call the Son of God. And the Bible says by reason of that he was qualified to open the book and unlock the seal. And he began to speak to us in his vision. He said that he saw a woman. He described her as a harlot. And he let us know that this woman was holding upon her hand a cup full of all kinds of atrocities and abomination. And also upon her hand was the blood of the Machias. And the Bible begins to give us the structure and the strata of Babylon, not just as a personality, but a system. And he said the kings of the earth have benefited from their fornication with her. Follow me tonight. More of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you. Genesis 3. More of you. More of you. More of you. Sorry, Genesis 4. If you're there, say amen. Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Hold on, please look up. The Bible makes us to understand how that in the recreated earth there was only Adam and Eve. Is that correct? And the Bible says how that after they were banished from the garden, the Bible says God made a tree in the east of Eden. Hallelujah. Having recreated the earth, according to Genesis 1 verse 3, because the earth had suffered corruption by reason of the rebellion of Lucifer. Hallelujah. When you read Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 18, the Bible begins to tell us of the mystery of Lucifer. He said, thou that, he said, I will arise above the stars of God. He called him the cherub that covereth, the exalted one, until rebellion was found in him. And he said, I will arise above the stars of God. And the Bible tells us, still according to the revelation that was given to John, that there was war in heaven. And that old serpent, that great Dagon, attempted to fight against the government of heaven, and he was kicked out. There was no more place for him found in the heavens, and there was a lamentation, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Hallelujah. And now the Bible tells us, according to Genesis 1 verse 3, it says, and Elohim said, light be. So there was a restructuring according to God's predetermined counsel, because the Bible makes us to understand that his purposes are eternal. In other words, no matter what attempts to corrupt the plan, in his infinite wisdom and in his character, who is the fountain of wisdom, he has a way of navigating through the planes of time until his prophecy comes to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible says how that there were these two entities, interesting, called Cain and Abel. The Bible says, and Adam knew his wife, and she bare a son, and they called him Cain. And then also she had Abel. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that Cain was a man of the field and a hunter. And on account of their sacrifices not being accepted, we began to see the manifestation of another entity in Cain. Because the Bible makes us understand that both of them came from the same woman, correct? But then we begin to see Abel manifesting a type of a structure and a kingdom. And the Bible tells us that Cain suddenly began to conceive evil in his heart. Are you following me now? Manifestation of the sons. And then Cain talked with Abel and began to think of murder. The Bible says Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and what? Slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother crieth from the ground. Hallelujah. And now art thou cursed from the earth, and hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. He said, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield to thee its strength. A fugitive and a wanderer shall thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth. What is Cain saying? Thou hast driven me from the face of the earth. So where was he? I'd like you to follow me, because we want to establish something powerful tonight. Hallelujah. And I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. And it shall come to pass that anyone that sees me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto thee, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Are you ready now? Verse 16. Read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And Cain went out of the presence of the Lord. Stop. Look up. How can a man go out of the presence of the Lord? Because the psalmist speaking said, when can I go out of your presence? But the Bible says that Cain departed from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He departed from the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says he dwelt in a land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Are you ready? 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch, and he builded a city. This is where our journey starts tonight. And called the name of the city after his son, Enoch. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me, lives in me. Cain departs from the presence of God. Now follow me, please. And then the Bible says, departing from the presence of God is not just enough for Cain. The Bible says that he began to build a city. not with the supervision of God, because he had departed from the presence of God. Are you following me now? He departed from the governing influence, from his loyalty and allegiance to God, who structured a system that is supposed to be a reflection of his character and all that he carries. And the Bible says, out of that rebellion, he began to build a city. And he did not name the city after God. He named the city after his son. Please follow me. The Bible tells us that in Christ, who is the Son of God, is the express image of all that God is. And now we see Cain, a prototype of his spirit, at work in him. The Bible says he built a city, and for the pride and the glory of himself, he names it after his son Enoch. And all kinds of activities of atrocities outside of the governing influence of God began to stem from that city. Are you listening to me? The bondage of corruption and the mystery of that woman called Babylon. Where did she come from? Because when you understand the mystery of Babylon and her pattern and strategy, the Bible gives us a warning. It says, come out from among her, that you do not partake of her sin. Hallelujah. This is a foundation, so that we will understand what the concept of the sons of God is. We must understand the bondage of corruption, the mystery of that rebellious city that is encapsulated in that deity, that she goddess that sits upon a horse, mimicking the Christ who sits upon a white horse. And the Bible says, holding the cups in her hand, which represents all acts of atrocity. And she beckons on the kings and the nobles of the earth to make intercourse with her. And as a result, they have benefited from the merchandise of her intercourse. And when we read later on, there will be a lamentation. And this is what the sons of God will do. The Bible says that there will be a lamentation. Babylon the great is falling. Hallelujah. So Cain departs from the presence of God and begins to build a city, and begins to structure another city and another system that carries out its activities outside of the governing influence of the Spirit. Please follow me. Cain departed from the presence of the Lord. And somehow, that spirit began to navigate through the system of men. And after the flood, wiped everybody. The Bible says there were only 8 people, a prophetic type of new beginning, the number 8. Hallelujah. Noah, his wife, the 3 sons and their wives. Suddenly in Genesis 11, we see that spirit resurface again in another deity called Nimrod Cush. The Bible says a man came out from nowhere. And the Bible gives us a strange character of that man. He said he was a hunter. Hunting what? The earth had just been wiped. Almost all the unclean animals had been there. The Bible tells us a man called Nimrod Cush. And he was a hunter. Hallelujah. And he came again and said, God, oh, come now. How did he exert such an influence upon the people? He was manifesting a structure that was a derivative of another spirit other than the spirit of the Christ. Because the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare him Seth. And in that day, men again began to call upon the name of the Lord. Meaning there was a time lapse which they had no respect and order for his government. Hallelujah. Now the Bible tells us that in Genesis 11, a man rises and says, that city again, we must rebuild it. A resurgence of that same spirit. And the Bible says, Nimrod said, let us build a city whose tower will what? Reach the heavens. And let us make a name. The Bible says, wherefore God had so highly exalted him and given him a name. That was the name that the kings of the earth began to fight and covet. But the Bible tells us that he sits upon a white horse and has a name that has not been revealed to any man. It's a mystery that was only revealed when Christ resurrected from the dead. Because the Bible says, whoever owns the earth truly should be able to come in and exit at will. Hallelujah.
And that's why in Psalm 24, when Jesus died, as he was coming back, every man who died before that time needed another man to bring him back to life. But here is a man who wants to bring himself back. And the gates that stood said, lift up. He said, who is this King of glory? The gates had voices and they could speak. He said, who is this King? Because there was a shout from Hades. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, O ye ancient doors, that the King of glory shall come in. And the gates asked a question. They said, who is this King? Who is this strange deity called the King of glory? He said, he's the Lord, strong and mighty. He's the Lord, mighty in battle. And the Bible tells us that he became for us an example, a portrait of what it means to be a son of God. So let's continue. Nimrod Kush begins a movement and begins to mobilize people. And the Bible says they began to set to burn bricks and to do everything. And the Lord Elohim looked from heaven and he saw that these people is one. This guy possessed an unusual ability to coordinate and influence people to the extent that they did not see the impossibility with building a structure that will lead the heavens. What manner of spirit was at work in this man called Nimrod Kush? Because the Bible says it was that same spirit. The Bible gives us a picture that it was that same spirit. There's no time and we're not talking along that line. I would have shown you how from Nimrod Kush, you trace it down to the genealogy of what we call Africans, because our forefathers were also hunters. And then you will understand the atrocity and idolatry, and you will understand the reason why the continent of Africa has been salvaged. Then you begin to understand the prophetic agenda of the church as customized and revealed to the African continent. Then you will know the role that Nigeria has to play. Otherwise, teaching about sons is just stories. Because this is supposed to be a pragmatic experience that will leave us with an imprint and open up a veil in the spirit and guide us on the course to follow. He said, in your light, we will see light. Hallelujah. Nimrod Kush attempts it, but by the sovereign act of God, that strategy is aborted. Hallelujah. That same spirit resurfaces in another deity called the Pharaoh of Egypt, obsessed with building a city. Notice that every time that spirit rises, the men are obsessed. They want to build a city. Are you following me tonight? This mystery. They were prosperous people. They had prosperity. They had influence. They had unusual leadership acumen beyond that of the natural man. But the Bible says, came, departed from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed tonight? Pharaoh comes and he's the greatest in the world empire. And he becomes a god. Builds Egypt with the power of his might. And by the sovereign act of God, someone rises to challenge that. Man called Moses. Did you notice that every time there is a manifestation in the realm of the spirit of a seed who will be a prototype of the agency through which God will carry out his activity, suddenly a city. Are you listening to me? Abel compels Cain to kill him, building a city. Pharaoh rises up and Moses, at the instance Moses was born, that same spirit began to move Pharaoh. And he said, kill all the children from 2 years and below. It was a spirit. It was not intelligence. Because he understood spiritual things. And those men had a lot of astrologers who could look at the stars and look at the arrangement of the constellations and read in between the lines and know the things that were happening in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says that the sons of Issachar, somehow, by some act of alignment to the Spirit of God, they were able to comprehend the times and to read the writings in the world. Hallelujah. That same spirit resurfaces in a deity called Darius. And then it shifts to a man called Nebuchadnezzar, obsessed with building a city. And he even calls the city Babylon. Are you following me now? And then he builds 90 feet solid gold. And he says, at the blowing of a shofar, let every man bow. The same spirit from Cain, it moves through Nimrod, comes through Pharaoh, beginning to navigate, tracing what the Spirit of God is doing and attempting to corrupt it. So there has always been a contention of this mystery Babylon. Who is this Babylon? Hallelujah. That same spirit manifests. Suddenly a prophet comes out of Israel called Elijah. The same spirit comes upon a woman called Jezebel, and obsessed with power, she gathers certain prophets called the prophets of Baal and begins to make them to administrate in the realm of the spirit to ensure her system. But by some prophetic way that the prophets of Baal could not see, a man stands and decrees over the land. Question: Elijah did not go before the media to declare that there shall be no rain. Who told Jezebel that it was Elijah? Same spirit. Without confusion, the king sent men and they came exactly where Elijah was, upon the mountain. Hallelujah. And then John the Baptist is born. The moment John the Baptist is born, what happens? The same spirit is upon Herodias, and as a birthday gift she requests for his head, because she thinks he is the seed of the woman who should bruise the head of the serpent. Satan traced it in Moses. He found out he was not Moses. He traced it all through history. And then when John was born, that's why the spirit was probing the Pharisees to ask, are you the one to come? Tell us, so that by that signal we will annihilate him. Because the Bible says that one of his plan was to bring many sons into glory. Hallelujah. Now they keep asking John, and they thought it was John the Baptist. But while John was being dealt with by the Spirit in the wilderness, he was given a sign. I hope you know his ministry was not baptism. Baptism was a strategy to identify the Messiah. That's why the moment he identified Jesus, we don't talk about baptism again. He said, the one who sent me told me, he gave me a sign. And based on that sign, I started telling everybody, come for baptism. The moment he brought Jesus out, the sign, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, now creation, hear ye him. A son I have endorsed, and I command creation to hear him. Immediately, the Bible says, John, what is it about the head of a man? It's a spirit. He said, give me the head of John the Baptist. Because you see, Satan is not accurate. Are you listening to me? No matter what level of prophetic, the reason why many people are bamboozled with what we call in our generation prophetic accuracy, it describes how shallow and basic they are in the things of the spirit. Because the Bible makes us understand that there are many heavens in the plane of the spirit, but there is where God dwells. It's called the heaven of heavens. And so by divination and sorcery, you are able to navigate, and by reading the constellations and understanding spiritual things, you are able to cause alignment and read things that happen in the earth realm. It is not a mystery. So a man can appear and call your name and call everything, but that does not mean he's of God. Takes a plane in the spirit. You must stand and judge from a plane in the spirit and begin to discern. For the Bible says the word of God is the discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. Hallelujah. So Jesus is born. Suddenly, the same spirit begins to move Herod. Herod calls all his wise men and say, what is going on? I'm uneasy. Who is born? Go and find out. A lot of people just looked at the earth and say, why is Jerusalem, why is Israel so bright like this? Yet the wise men understood the language that was written in the heavens, and they began to trace that star. Suddenly the spirit of the Antichrist, that mystery Babylon,
began to speak in Herod, and he said, now go and kill all the children. That tells you Satan is not so accurate. He said, kill them. I suspect he's from 2 years and below. Just kill them. Hallelujah. And because Jesus could die, an angel had to appear to Joseph and tell him, take this child out of here. It proves that Jesus could die. If Moses did not obey, they would have killed Jesus. That for sure. Hallelujah. The only thing is that his body would not decay, but he would die. Because he was born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, this mystery Babylon was responsible. Listen, we talk so much about the great Babylonian Empire. We talk about, have you looked at what we call the Egyptian pyramid? Have you seen the level of accuracy and mastery that was taken to design that? That is not human. Till today, with our advanced technology, scientists are still struggling to find out how to balance the vectors and make sure that they keep everything in tandem. Come on, that's of the spirit. A strange spirit. Listen, did you know that every time that spirit manifests in a human being, it begins to change your genetic code and bring an aberration? That's the same spirit that was at work in the man we call Goliath of God. 6 fingers, 6 toes. That's the spirit that is responsible for HIV and cancer. It's called acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It was a product beyond this realm. So when it comes into your system, it begins to mount pressure. It is a contention of the mystery Babylon.
Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. I worship you. I worship you. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. Oh, Lord, you reign. I worship you.
Hallelujah.
She's given the picture of a woman because of her nature, the nature of her operation. Are you listening to me? The Bible uses what we call in English, it's not a good analogy, but it begins to use people figuratively to explain the things that God is attempting to communicate. For instance, the Bible tells the prophet to go and marry Gomer as a type of the rebellious nature of the nation of Israel. It was an adumbration of what the nation of Israel had been doing and they would do. Hallelujah. And so the Bible gives us the description of a woman. Her first description is, she's a harlot. Who is a harlot? Hallelujah. Who is a harlot? At least the Bible gives us the characteristic of a harlot. Solomon writing from the residue of the advice he got from his father, he said, speaking about the strange woman, he said, she has cast down many and she has caused great mighty men to fall. He said, her ways are the ways of them. It begins to give us a description of the character, the nature, the operation and the goal of this deity called Babylon. So Babylon is not just a city, Babylon is a system. That system of operation that carries out its activities outside of the governing influence of the Christ. That city that carries out its activities without regard for the prophetic agenda of God.
Because a lot of times when people talk about sons of God, what is in their mind? They're just thinking of falling down, rising up. We're talking of a systemic invasion. But this is not an invasion. This is an invasion with deep knowledge, understanding, and authority. Men who have been fashioned to come on to be restored back. Listen, as we read on, you will find out that being born again is not enough to enroll you in this glorious army. Are you listening to me? Being born again is not enough. Because he stands in Revelation speaking to the church and he said, behold, I stand and knock. It was a letter written to the seven churches. They were already born again. But he's crying and saying, I stand and I knock. Hallelujah. So this Babylon is a system. Let's look a bit and see the activities of this Babylon. Revelation 18. Please, wherever we stop, I know this is a journey. Wherever we stop, continue in the morning tomorrow. While you turn that page, can you just pray in the Holy Ghost in 1 minute? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read on. 18. I want to show you something about the structure of Babylon. And then we begin to talk about it. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and is become a habitation of demons. Are you listening to me? And the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hateful bird. Listen, verse 3. This is the character and the structure of this Babylon. What has happened? It says, for the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Are you following me, please? It says, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Ah, hold on. So, the Bible begins to give us the picture behind the enormous power, prosperity, influence that the people in the world system have. Are you listening to me? Because they bypass the principles and the dealings of God, yet they seem to arrive with the result that attract us. And the Bible here begins to tell us what happened in the secret that birthed this enormous wealth. Suddenly a man travels out of Nigeria and comes back after 2 weeks and becomes a billionaire without explanation. The Bible says the kings of the earth met this woman and she offered them an intercourse that they would satisfy her and come under allegiance with her. Because the mystery of intimacy is to come into oneness with the man. And the Bible says as a reward, they are given the pleasures and also given an authority to do business with that authority with other people. Follow me. Let's establish it in the Bible. Are you listening? It says, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have done what? Are grown rich through what? The abundance of her delicacies. He says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, what? Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her flesh. He said, for her sins have reached unto the heavens, and God had remembered her iniquity. Verse 7. The same picture of that same spirit is what is given to us in Ezekiel 18 and Isaiah 20. Isaiah 28 and Ezekiel 18. Hallelujah. How that there will always be exaltation with that system outside of the government of God. Read verse 7. How much she had glorified herself. Who glorified her? She glorified herself and lived luxuriously. So much torment and sorrow gave her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen. And I am no widow. And I shall see no sorrow. Is that not the language of many great people in our generation? They didn't learn it. A spirit is speaking through them. I am a queen, no widow. Encourage me the way some of you are living. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Hallelujah. Death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judged her. Listen, 9. and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live luxuriously with her shall bewail her and lament for her, and they shall see the smoke of her burning. Let's see the kind of business this strange woman does in the earth. Verse 12, read on. Let's look at the commodities she has to offer to you if you are interested in doing business with her. One, the merchandise of gold. Are you there? And silver, and precious stones, and pearls, and fine linen, and purple. She will give you royalty. And silk, and scarlet, and fine wood, and all kinds of vessels of ivory, and all kinds of vessels of most precious wood, and of bronze, and iron, and marble. We are still reading. And cinnamon, and incense, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle. She can make you productive even in agriculture. And sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and the souls of men. These are all the commodities that are contained in this system. She can give you anything. She can give you gold, she can give you slaves, and she can give you the word, souls. This mystery called Babylon has been sent to different systems. So a musician gets up and comes to intercourse with this mystery Babylon. Hallelujah. And captures his soul. Listen, after this teaching, you will hate anything that is not of the system of God. Look at the pleasures that this woman has to offer. Irresistible. Gold, silver, to make you a millionaire, make you have influence, put you in charge and command. You speak and men bow. But the Bible says in one day, that mystery Babylon is an aberration, is a mirage. Hallelujah. So you now understand why the Bible says the whole creation was made subject. If this woman possesses souls as part of her commodity, does it now make sense why she can capture an entire creation who have sold their souls to her unknowingly in search for all the other things she has to give? She's a good businesswoman, you see. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? And it so happens that when you get born again and you begin your dealings with God, His first revelation to you is as Savior. And this is where a lot of people know and they stop and camp around that reality, not knowing that there is a revelation of God who was, who is, and who is to come. The God who was has an essence of glory and is attractive. But when you wait there, the God who is talks of the emphasis of the Spirit for now. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Many churches, many pastors, many prophets, many apostles, many bishops and popes, pastor, many people are intercoursing with this woman called Babylon. And they are shouting, Savior, Savior, Savior. Tonight we will examine, oh, because we are going to pray. Hallelujah. The principle of God is such that God will scan through you and examine you. You see, the design of man, God took a sample of the hearts of men. And here was his conclusion, Jeremiah 9 verse 17. He says, the heart of man is desperately wicked. Hallelujah. When God gives a verdict, I like you to believe. Praise the Lord. So, when you get born again, and you are bubbling with revelation and grace, God begins to call you to the place of dealings. While that is happening, other scientists and people read all kinds of success books and every mental jargon and begin to tap into the innate power that is locked up in their soul, and they seem to go ahead of him. Hallelujah. And God will beckon on you to wait. And sometimes when you wait and see the intercourse they are doing with Babylon, it can be frustrating, because the dealings of God will scrutinize you thoroughly until you pass his test. Hallelujah. And because certain, listen, there are certain levels of rest in the spirit that are not a gift, they are a reward. There are three kinds of rest the Bible teaches us. First is Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you. It's a rest. Second, let us therefore labor to enter that rest. He said, for he that has entered into his rest has ceased from all his works. So, not everything in the realm of the spirit is a gift. We live in a generation where we want gifts. Give me all the anointing upon your life with just one seed that I drop down. Listen, I believe in the ministry of seed faith. When we did a series in our ministry titled Full Gospel, an attempt to begin to harmonize the dimensions of God that has been revealed to the church in Nigeria and their excesses, where they cross the boundaries in the spirit. And we discussed seven major gospels: the gospel of grace, what we know as the word of faith, the holiness movement, the doctrine of demons, demonology and deliverance, the gospel of prosperity, and what we call the gospel of the kingdom. These are the seven structures of messages that make up the average Nigerian church. And a lot of people have camped around one, not knowing that there is a holistic picture. And many people have exaggerated certain things. But the Bible says that city, that wife of the Lamb, he said it lieth four square. No exaggeration. It's balance. That city. He said, come and I will show you the Lamb's wife. He said, and he took me in the spirit and I saw a city whose length and breadth and height is equal. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, this system begins to lure you. It has spread itself to all the seven mountains that God uses to... You see, these mountains were as an act of God's wisdom. But then, right now, they have been infiltrated with the harlotry of this woman called Babylon. Number one, the educational system, the family life system, the media, art and sport, ministry. Everything has been infiltrated. Every man of God sits down and watch everything that looks attractive on TV and just carry it, copy and paste, dumps it in his church. No discernment, no life, no grace, no walking, no secret place. We call it technology and the 21st century. Little do we know that it's an intercourse with this woman called Babylon. Looks attractive. Pastor, you go on air on time. No need of waiting. Hallelujah. Listen, the fact that you are violating a spiritual principle and receiving results does not necessarily mean God is endorsing you. Because when the glory was about to depart from the temple as revealed to Ezekiel, the Bible says it left gradually. God was leaving gradually, hoping that they will turn away. And then he said, Ichabod, the glory has departed. For outside of the jurisdiction of the mercy of God is his judgment. This is part of his love. Hallelujah. So we have all kinds of things. Right now, malpractice in school is an order of the day. The issue is how bad it is. It's not whether is it there or not. It's there. Whether a mission school, whether a seminary, a convent, whatever you name it. We are so intercourse with Babylon that our consciences have been seared with fire. Hallelujah. Marriage right now is the union between two adults. Adult anything. A whale and a man. A shark and a man. Now you don't laugh. Make sure if you are in a relationship, the person you are relating with is of the opposite sex. Make sure. Who would have known that you need to teach the church this? An intercourse with Babylon. And we begin to give all kinds of biological explanations. Because you see, in the garden, there was one tree called the tree of life. But another tree was called the tree that brings knowledge. But hidden is also good and evil. The evil is not revealed. When it is being marketed, it's marketed as a tree of knowledge. More knowledge, more science, more book, more intelligence, more acumen. But with it comes a proportion of evil. So the higher we are growing in technology and all these things, they are a product of this intercourse. We are coming out with things that are washing us and making us reprobate. Are you following me now? This is very important. It's important that we understand what this bondage of corruption is. Corruption is an anomaly. An anomaly, that which does not minister life. The Bible calls it what? Bondage. So right now, an average Christian in Nigeria, pastor, still has his leg in the village small. Two of us. Forget about all the suit and the stories that they do in Abuja. One leg and one, if it gets too bad, they say, come home. Come back home. Hallelujah. Come back home. And then you come back home and they arrange different kinds of animals. Because you see, in the realm of the spirit, Paul said there are many voices. And none of them is without effect. In the realm of the spirit, the mouth is not the only instrument of talking. Your thoughts are voices in the realm of the spirit. Blood has a voice in the realm of the spirit. And according to the type of the animal, it speaks different languages. That's why a native doctor can look and say, this case is a goat, it's not a chicken. There is a kind of blood. The blood of Abel, listen, the blood of Abel spoke a language. And the blood of Jesus spoke a language that reverberated from hell. And the Bible says, he speaketh better things. Hallelujah. Babylon. How many of us have been caught up with different things? Right now, everyone has an obsession for music. And we do not even know why. You know why? Because the realm of the spirit is orchestrated musically. Satan was called the archangel, the cherub that covereth. The Bible begins to give us a description of the objects that were used to produce his personality. And we see sounds and musical instruments. This is the reason why music plays. People pay enormous amounts. Listen to music, Yanni and the rest. They have a way of stealing your spirit. Music is a language in the spirit, just like tongues. And music has a powerful effect because it's able to transport the spirit of the one who wrote it into the one who is listening. That's why 90% of the songs you know, you never sat down to learn them, but you know them. Hallelujah. So through the airwaves, Babylon, luring men upon that horse for intercourse. And many people have fallen prey. Hallelujah. Suddenly, you see Eminem and all these guys that dress very well. They look attractive. They've gone faster than you because of an intercourse they have made with Babylon. And God is dealing with you. You want to become a worshiper, but we don't want to begin to talk about the process of making sons. Because many people have thought that just give your life to Christ and you become a son. Far, 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 foul. That's just garbage that came out of the bowels of hungry people who know no understanding of secret place. Or men who saw a dimension of that reality and camped around there and also built a city and refused to allow people pass to see deeper levels. Hallelujah. The making of a son is a process. And our goal tonight is to establish what the sons are out to challenge. A system. You are not out to just challenge people. It's a systemic invasion. Hallelujah. When we begin to talk about the manifestation of sons, we'll go to the book of Joel chapter 2 and begin to consider the pattern of this army. The Bible says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. And it begins to describe a strange breed of people. Begins to give us a strange feature. And it tells us how the organogram is. Say after me, Babylon. The great harlot. How many of you have fallen victims of it? Of Babylon. Nigeria is deeply rooted. Many people call Nigeria a corrupt country. They didn't say it completely. The Bible says it's a bondage of. It's not just corruption. Our politicians have so intercoursed. One day the Lord opened my eyes in the place of prayer and I saw a throne in the presidency and I saw three legs and one head. The fourth leg was the head of a human being. That's how thrones and dominions are maintained in your country, Nigeria. And many naive Christians just sit down and God, Jesus Christ, has become an errand boy who just brings a car and a house and brings this and that. And that is the whole circumference of our pursuit of God. What a shame to the church of God. And all the men of God stand with our suits and our arrogance, and we do not take people into the deeper experience that will produce these ambassadors that will shape creation. Yet you wait and see the arrogance of people on TV. Oh, this and that will happen. And then we wrap everything up by one word of knowledge. Your name is this. If this is all we have to present to the world as the manifestation of some, shame on us. Because when you go to Asia, before you enter the room of someone, you will see him levitating. What you call the supernatural is child's play. It takes more. There must be a depth. We must break through a fountain to be able to stand and minister life to the world. The average prophetic manifestation in Nigeria is, sister, you are wearing a yellow dress. You are a fair lady, and everybody begins to clap. Prophet, a true prophet will stand and tell you, I see disaster coming around the northeast, but I stop it. If you command that power in the heavens, you are a true prophet. Elijah stood and said, there shall be no rain for a period of 3.5 years. He didn't go on air. The whiplash of drought started making people ask questions. Who is responsible for this misery? And they said, one strange brother called prophets, commanding influence across territories. Where you listen, when that happens, you will see proceed. I don't want to be faster than myself, but as we continue in this discussion, myself and other great men of God, I trust that God will help us to establish the benefit. When you pay the price in the spirit and you arrive at a realm, the very things that you admire, you will find out that that woman was called a harlot, and it is in the character of harlots to steal. The same harlot is the one the devil calls, the one the Bible calls the thief. That means everything they have is not their own. He said it is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Because according to God's system, God's kingdom works with a reward system. There is a time you will break and escape velocity in the spirit. That the ripple effect is what we know to be wealth, prosperity, influence. You will be too focused on him. When you turn back, you see these things follow you at a speed you cannot stop. He said, but seek first the kingdom. Seek first this governing influence. Reverse what Cain did. Take that journey, no matter how long it is. Come back and call upon the name of the Lord. Then you will see a lot of things. Don't let anybody deceive you with prosperity and many things, because we have not even seen it. The kind of blessing God wants to release upon the body, no man on earth today has represented it yet. Just believe me when I tell you that. Hallelujah. Everyone running around looking for this person, my political godfather, my this, and some of our parents and loved ones. You ask the number of pastors that visit herbal houses, the number of pastors that go through all kinds of devilish and demonic things, sleeping with ladies in their congregation to receive power to sustain their revelation. But I bring you a word of prophecy, Babylon will fall. Make sure as you are saying amen, you will repent at the end. Because the Bible says, together with those who benefited from a harlotry. Hallelujah. Nimrod Cush comes up and exerts an enormous influence over people. Who gave him the power? Who gave him the mandate? Who voted him? Let me tell you something. The bondage of corruption is what has brought Africa, the continent of Africa and Nigeria, where it is, in sports, everywhere. By the grace of God, I've had the opportunity to talk to so many people, and you find out what men of God and people do for power, for protection, for everything you can imagine. We wear suits and we laugh and move around But many people, the Bible says the kings of the earth and the nobles intercourse with this great deity. Hallelujah. We read all kinds of books, mind control books. The media is there doing a lot of things. Hallelujah. Did you know that in 1 minute, the media controls our language. The media controls our dressing. The media controls our vocabulary. The media dictates what comes into the system. These are all the hands and the legs of this great harlot called Babylon. Hallelujah. Go on the net. Pornography is free. You don't pay for it. The moment you see $55.02, you know that's a ministry website. Now, I'm not against it. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just contrasting. Because Satan paid to tell people Jesus was not alive. He's still paying today. Free of charge. There are already sufficient partners to herald the painted. Hallelujah. You want to browse a nice picture. If your hand makes a mistake and presses the wrong thing, you see a lady just come out. Paid for. Nice. Hallelujah. Many people want power. We want glory. We don't even know what the assignment is. So many people just get up. You threw three people down. You just go and start up a parish. And camp people around shallow. Listen, I don't say this thing to criticize people. But I say this thing to attack and spark up a fire. That there must be more. Because every message in the Bible came as a product of a direct encounter. It was an encounter of a man that gave every name of Jesus, every name of Yahweh, every name that God had in the Bible. It was not rehearsal. It was not reading. It was an experiential encounter. What name will your experience of God give this generation at the end of your life? I pray that my life will give him a name. That when they call him Shalom, and they call him different names, an experience. Say after me, the bondage of corruption in the family right now. The average father, this exact same spirit working in people. This same spirit in cultures, in the media, in education, in government. Do you see how much it has infiltrated the system? Just hear that one great musician is coming, pastor, to Kaduna. Without invitation, they will fill up that stadium. Because part of the things you receive when you sleep with Babylon is the souls of men. You don't ever think it's as a result of their influence. You hear a song that makes no sense, whether education or social. It makes no sense. And it will be selling 30 million copies without advertisement. It's part of the benefit of the intercourse with Babylon. Hallelujah. Many of us mentor the lives of these people. They look attractive. You sit down and they dream. If only I can be like this lady. And so when you start, and many churches have started creating a picture. So when you stand to lead worship, you just imagine that you are a fan. And people are giving showers of praises. And that you are lured to that Babylon. I will say it. This is an apostolic conference. Hallelujah. Many men boast of their wealth. They boast of everything today. I've had the opportunity to meet people and pray for people. And pastor, you hear the kind of sacrifices and nonsense that people give. Let me give you a little drama about what goes on in this country if you do not know. Follow me, please. When Abacha was head of state in this country, he died, correct? And he left his wife. Is that correct? Who was next? Not Abdusalam. Abdusalam was interim. Who was next? Obasanjo. Who died next? His wife. Obasanjo lived. Correct? Who was next? Yaradua and his wife. Who died now? Yaradua and his wife. And now, I'm not saying anything, but I know that the wife of our president has not been feeling fine. The Bible says they know not, neither do they understand. Look at the rate at which the vice presidents of vice deputy governors are replacing the governors. It's happening in Suntai. Where is that? The guy that crashed the plane. Taraba. Enugu, okay, the governor just came back. Kogi, the governor almost died. Different places. You sit down and laugh and just think that, wow, this country, let me tell you, is a contention of mantles and voices in the spirit. It is the shaking of Babylon. Those who have read the handwritings on the wall, we laugh and we rejoice because more is about to happen in this nation. This is what I expect many prophets to tell us, that they don't tell us until. Either because their source of food, where they are chopping from, is going to be closed. The Bible says, whose God is their belly? Hallelujah. The bondage of corruption. How have you participated? Although you are born again, although you are still in the spirit, how have you participated in the intercourse with this bondage of corruption? We do not have... Listen. The sign that you are actively in intercourse with Babylon is to the degree to which the Lordship of the Holy Spirit is a burden to you. The Bible says when you are a child in the spirit, you are allowed to go wherever you want to go, John 21. But as you gain maturity and structure and dexterity in the spirit, the Bible says another man will hold your hand and lead you. This is what is called maturity in the spirit. In the physical realm, the more a person becomes grown up, you lead him. But in the spirit, the degree to which you are held and constrained, the Bible says the spirit drove Jesus to the wilderness. It didn't advise him, it drove him to the wilderness. Hallelujah. We have a generation of rebels. You do not know that rebellion is a direct activity. It is a communication of this spirit. Disobedience. The Bible says the prince of the power of the air, that spirit that now walketh in the sons. Hallelujah. You see the manifestation of pride in ministries, Pastor, is getting too bad. It used to be bad before, but now it's too bad. Notice that same antichrist character already beginning to form in many men of God. I stand and they are the custodians of eternal life. The entirety of the span of the revelation of God and every manifestation of God who was, is, and is to come is encapsulated in them. Let me tell you, I don't care who is doing it. That is an intercourse with Babylon. Hallelujah. And we need to cry. Because the Bible says, come out from among them. This is your before. Listen, this was adumbrated during the time of Moses. Hallelujah. He caused a separation and then there was a destruction of those who willingly did not shift on the Lord's side. And let me tell you, the shakings that are going on in the earth is to give a last chance to those who will describe their willingness to Babylon or otherwise, because there will be a shaking like you have never seen. I have seen it. God has told me. I know it will come to pass. Let me tell you the truth. I'm not a prophet of doom, but there will be great lamentations in this country, because when it begins to fall, those who have quietly intercourse with this Babylon. I hope you know that prophetically, according to Isaiah 18, Nigeria is going to present the true portrait of the apostolic and prophetic church. No, it's not by us, it's so. At the beginning of this year, the Lord took me in the spirit in a vision and I saw three countries, Accra, Ghana, South Africa, and Nigeria. And the Lord told me, mark this, the mantle is shifting from Asia to Nigeria, because it left Europe and went to the United States. From Europe, it went to Asia. And Asia did a very impressive job because they maintained the spirit of holiness. That's what the Lord told me. The average Asian has a depth of understanding about consecration and holiness. And now he's coming to Nigeria. So out of the ashes of all these garbages you see going around, listen, the Lord began to show me, and the Lord took me in the spirit and began to explain to me the mystery of the wedding in Cana. The Bible says that there was a feast in Cana. Hallelujah, are you following me now? There was a feast in Cana. Jesus was there, but the rulers did not recognize him. That's a prophetic type of what is happening in the church. Because those people have, they are representing another system. They talk like God, they act like God. Jesus is in the feast and they do not recognize him. And the Bible says that they were rulers, not chairman of occasion, rulers in a feast. Tells you the kind of oppression they are exerting on the people, using every kind of spiritual principle and manipulation. Hallelujah. And then the Bible tells us what is happening right now, that the wine began to finish. Follow me, I'm about to round up. He said the wine began to finish, but the rulers were still jumping. This was a revelation of the Lord that God gave me, that the wine began to finish. And what happened? The rulers did not know. They were still misleading people, but they did not know that that wine, the Bible says that harlot holds wine in her hands. Intoxicate the kings with it. And the Bible says it's a stupid thing when a king drinks beer in the morning, because you make judgments that are not of the spirit. Are you listening to me? And the wine finished, but the kings were so carried away by their intercourse, their fame, their money, that they did not know. But then the Bible gives us a strange mystery, and this is what I'm going to teach by the grace of God tomorrow. The Bible says there were certain people in that feast who were following the activities of that wine, and he called them servants. He said the servants saw that the wine had finished, and they came and met with Mary. Are you listening to me? You will find out that for you to be a true son, you must taste servanthood. This is what is, listen, this is what is revealed by the four gospels and the four living creatures that stand upon the throne. The first is the face of a lion, a type of royalty and dominion. The second is the face of a calf that represents servanthood. The third is humanity, the face of a man. And the fourth is your divinity, that level, the face of the eagle. You must follow in that progression in the spirit. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed tonight? I'm going to round up and we'll pray. The Bible tells us that when the wine finished, what happened? Jesus began to speak to a new breed of people. While the rulers did not know that, like Dr. Lukoya would say, power was going to change hands. That's the real power must change hands. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, listen to the structure. He said, whatever he tells you to do, Mary advised. He said, what? This is going to be the characteristic feature of these kinds of people. Whatever he tells you. In other words, you have no sense, you have no right to begin to take initiative of your own. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And the Bible says, he now told them, fix what? 6 pots with water. Why water? Because the first thing that needs to happen in that feast is a washing away of the old. Are you listening to me? The washing of the regeneration by the water. Those garbages and philosophies that have been given to people. And the Bible says as they took that water, the water started changing to wine. It was not wine first. It will always start as water. And then as you go, it will change to wine. The Bible says, when the rulers thought the feast was almost over, suddenly they saw a new breed of people coming with a new type of wine. And when they tasted it, they said, this was supposed to come at the beginning of the feast. Why is it coming now? So many people who think they have known the Omega of God are about to be surprised, because several camps and ministries and remnants are being trained by the Spirit. This is why an apostolic conference like this is being put. It's happening everywhere, across several places. And suddenly, those people just got up. And the Bible says when they served the wine, the rulers did not know where the wine came from. For Job spoke by the Spirit and said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth. He said the whelps of the lion has not gotten there. These are virgin paths that no man can break. It's a new order. And it was out of that that Paul began to speak and say, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it come into the heart of any man what God has in store for them that love. He said, but there's an exception. There are a kind of people that for whatever kind of sacrifice they have subjected themselves to, they have opened themselves to those scrolls that have been closed. They will read these writings and come and do wonders in the earth. The Bible says, while those sons are going through the process, Paul comforts them in Romans 8 verse 18. I come to terms with the fact that the constraints, the suffering, the embarrassment and the inconveniences that you will have to subject yourself to because you want to prove your allegiance experientially to this king is not worthy to the glory, kabod, doxa, that shall be revealed. So let me tell you, the real army have not been seen. They are not yet on TV. Nobody knows them. They are still in the wilderness, going through the dealings of the Spirit. When God is done with this great army, then we will blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm upon God's holy mountain. Let me tell you, it will be a fearful people, thoroughly walked upon. Smith Wigglesworth left a prophecy and he went to be with the Lord. The night that a great general of God passed last Thursday. Hallelujah. Who is that? No, you don't even know. T.L. Osborne. The night he went to be with the Lord, I had a strange encounter. I knew the earth was responding to something. I did not know what it was, but I knew that there was a rearrangement. I didn't know, I didn't have an idea. And then I got to find out that this great general had passed on and now joined the cloud of witnesses that watch us. The Bible says, so that they without us will not be perfect. There will be a thorough redefinition of many topics that have been taught in church. Faith, prosperity, holiness, new birth, character, anointing. It will be an overhauling. And in that great army, the one who is greatest will be the servant, no longer the chief. Those days of boasting around members and becoming a semi-god will fall when Babylon falls. For nobody would have known that within minutes, Goliath, who is a type of this system, will fall. Who threw him? David. The Bible says he was a man who had covenant with God, unknown to this beast called Goliath. He was roaring, and other people who stood because of the confidence they had in him, they were oppressing God's covenant nation. And David was in the wilderness. The Bible says he took 5 stones, having fashioned himself. I studied that scripture very well. And when you study ancient history, the Bible tells us that Benjamin and the Benjamites and all the people, they were so good in the art of slinging, they could diverge arrows. This is an experiential dealing. God is not going to send children on the scene. You will be thoroughly worked upon until your heart chooses to exalt him, such that 1 billion will not shift your commitment, so that bishop or pope will not shift your commitment. At that point, the shofar will blow. Rise up on your feet. We have to close. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Babylon is falling. Come on, just warm yourself in the Spirit for a minute.
The Bible says it has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. The earnest expectation awaited the manifestation of the sons of God, who shall deliver the earth and creation from this bondage of corruption, a byproduct of the manifestation of a system called Babylon. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'd like us to start on this note. There's just one prayer point tonight. Come out from among them and be ye separate. You're going to pray tonight. Listen, take it serious. Are you listening to me? Gone are the days when we tell people lies and just try to cajole. Take it very, very serious. If you want to be part of this army, let me tell you, there was a thorough washing. For who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? There is a standard. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up that soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. We are going to pray, and you are going to say, Lord, I make a resolve that not only will you be the savior of my life, but that you have become the king. I bring my life under the governing influence of your sovereignty from today and henceforth. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, I repent from all the things that entangle me in arts, in fashion, education, compromising the ways and the standards of God. Rapata pratekete belerebo sapratikata rakata prasakete belerebo sapratikete balaraba. Go ahead and pray. It always starts with a refiner's fire. That same fire that refines is the same fire that empowers, makes you a sign and a wonder. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Lord, when that shofar is blown, I will hear the sound, for I subscribe to your government. I take away the spirit of Cain from my life. I will not wander from your governing influence. Pray for just 1 minute. Lord, take the heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. I willingly opt out of this system into the new. Go ahead and pray. Say, Babylon, the Lord rebuke you over my life. Come on, pray. Babylon, the spirit that walketh in the sons of disobedience, that exert an attraction upon them to this system. The Bible says it is they that wait, not they that rush. When a jet age, when a hurry for everything, success, fame, influence, anointing, power, they that wait. For after 2 days, he will revive us. And then on the 3rd day, he will raise us up. Mabrateka shalabakata. Mabratekata. Retekatehe. Say, Lord, I make up my mind. Hallelujah. Listen to me. The Bible says, look at me. It said, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord, because there are many foundations, it said, regardless of what it is, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He said, and let every man that name the name of Christ depart from. Hold on. He didn't say sin. He said iniquity. He said, but in a great house, there are several vessels. But being a vessel is not enough, because some vessels are unto honor and others are unto dishonor. Here's the condition. If any man will separate, will purge, will consecrate himself, that man will become a vessel of honor. Lift your voice and pray and say, Lord, I receive grace for thorough consecration. Thorough consecration. I'd like you to pray like your life depends on it.
But in a great house, but in a great nation, but in a great church, but in King's glory, there are many vessels, many vessels, many vessels. Some are unto honor, some are unto dishonor. In a crowd of people like this, Lord, purge us, purge our eyes, that we may gain power in the heavens to do business in deep waters. For he that endures to the end will be given a crown and a white stone.